film American Gangster begins with Frank Lucas, played by Denzel Washington, setting a man on fire and shooting him in the head. No question about it, this is a bad man. But this introduction is a form of challenge. As the film progresses, and the waters are intentionally muddied by shades of gray, and there's more than a little sympathy for the devil, and there are certainly worse men than Frank, can we continue to hate him? That he is embodied by the handsome, charismatic actor who also essayed Malcolm X is no accident. Frank Lucas has taken over for Bumpy Johnson, his mentor, the man in charge of all dope deals in Harlem. Bumpy was an idealist who bemoaned the lack of local ownership and the sorry state of the black businessman, always a manager, never in charge. Frank absorbed those lessons and on Bumpy's death picked up his style and his markers. But Frank adds a brilliant innovation of his own. He cuts out the middleman. We see him travel to Vietnam, going into the jungle to make direct contact with the heroin factories. Working with an army contact, he brings back thousands of kilos of absolutely pure dope. In short order, he floods the market with a product twice as pure as the competition, sold at half the price, in little blue baggies labeled Blue Magic. It doesn't take long for Frank to become staggeringly rich, powerful, and admired, importing all his brothers and cousins to form an impenetrably loyal inner circle. Like Bumpy before him, he becomes known as the Robin Hood of Harlem. Never mind the few dozen dead junkies the film flashes at us, an almost subliminal reminder of what's really going on here, and an invitation to calibrate our moral scales. Frank's ruthless rise to power is juxtaposed with the rise of an honest cop, Richie Roberts, played by Russell Crowe. Richie and his partner, who've been stuck on the bottom rung of their profession serving warrants, discover an abandoned car with a truckload of cash, $1 million. His partner warns, "The precinct is filled with cops on the take. If we turn the money in, we're dead. Cops shoot cops they can't trust." But Richie is unusually motivated by conscience and turns the money in. Maybe it took the almost crazy purity of an Elliot Ness, willing to become a pariah for his ideals, to shake up the status quo. That orneriness is part of Richie's character, and in other aspects of his life, he's not an especially good man. He's a womanizer, a divorcee, and an absent father. Russell Crowe is an interesting choice to play him. For one thing, Crowe has become doughy again, but we see him shirtless and lifting weights, and we're reminded of the steel that resides under the actor's and the character's skin. American Gangster's chief achievements are its photography and production design. New York City has cleaned up its act since the late 60s, but director Ridley Scott, his location scout, his production designer, and his director of photography have worked together to rediscover a decaying, dangerous, frightening place riddled with drugs, murders, and corrupt, apathetic police. It's the New York of the French Connection. This film is a period piece with a relish for almost obsessive detail, like David Fincher's film Zodiac from earlier this year. But there's something missing. It's true we've seen very few films about black gangsters, only Harlem Nights and Kansas City come to mind, and there are interesting parallels to the civil rights movement that was going on at the time. But this stripe of cops and robbers story has been so well covered by pop culture about the Italian mob, we know all the moves, and we feel like we've been here before. The question that dogs the film is one of relevance. A morality tale is always interesting as far as it goes, but did we really need this one, with its pedigree, its seriousness, and its lack of taste for the allure and pizzazz of evil? Or would we have been better served if all these unreasonably talented people had made something else? Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.